Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, give it up for all of our campuses today. We're excited. What's amazing is that all of our campuses were able to pull off that incredible creative in Florida and Ferguson and Weldon, our city, Sunset. Every campus got it. Actually, I want to take you to Napa, California this last week. We were there at Taco Bell. Anybody ever been to Taco Bell? And we pulled into the drive-thru at Taco Bell, and it was beautiful. It was the prettiest Taco Bell I've ever seen. There was like huge redwoods the size of the car. I was in a great mood. My family's in a great mood. We're like, how cool is this Taco Bell? Then Ashton began to proceed to make her order, which is complicated. And then she always asks for extra cheese. Anybody want extra cheese, right? When they give us the order, though, she's digging through the bag because she says, hey, I got to check and make sure everything's in the bag before we leave. And she said, hey, my cheese isn't in there. I looked at the lady and got her attention. I said, hey, the cheese isn't in the bag. She said, no, the cheese is in the bag. And Ashton said, no, it's the cheese is not in the bag. I said, no, the cheese isn't in the bag. She said, no, the cheese is really in the bag. And I'm like, just, have you ever got mad way too quick? Come on, raise your hand, all campuses, right? And I could feel myself getting angry really fast, really quick about this cheese. I know you're probably laughing at me because you're like, really? But this really, really happened this last week. Then the lady goes, hey, I promise you the cheese is in the bag. Pass the bag through the window and I will dig for the cheese. And I said, in the world of COVID right now, in the touchless society, you're wanting me to put the bag through the window so you can play around with the food and give it back to me? She said, yes. And then about that time, Ashton said, oh, I found the cheese. At this point, I don't know. Do I tell the lady, sorry, my bad? Or do I just act infuriated and go, you know, forget it, and drive on? Anybody ever been there? Raise your hand. Jeez. Then I left, went back to the hotel, and I thought, my gosh, you lost your mind so quick about a little bitty container of cheese. There's a deeper problem. So God is my witness. I got down there in room 2028 on my knees in front of my wife, and I said, God, I'm sorry. God, I can't believe I did that. What was I thinking? And I could almost hear God go, I don't know. But no, he doesn't do that. Then I realized, man, I overreacted really, really quick. Something was bothering me. It must not have been about the cheese. Some of y'all think it wasn't necessarily about the cheese. There was some problems maybe with Nicole earlier. Come on, somebody, help me right now. No, I didn't mean it. And Ashton. Something leads us up to this point to where we react. I was so mad about cheese that wasn't even mine. I'm not even going to eat the cheese. But I went Papa Bear on, my daughter wanted cheese. She's low on cheese. She could die, you see? And then this woman is really making me angry. You don't like me when I'm angry. I want to talk to you today about being angry. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2:24. It says, God's servant must not be argumentative. And that's kind of a problem when I see myself in the line with the cheese. But gentle, a gentle listener, a teacher, his heart's bad, who keeps his cool, keeps his cool. I didn't keep my cool at all. You know, our creative team did the most amazing job this week with this set talking about a drive-in. Back in the day when you would go to a drive-in and you would sit there and you would look at the big screen. It was then and there that you could see everything on the big screen and hear the audio and feel the passion of it. And so when I was telling them the story this weekend, they said, wouldn't it be really awkward if your whole life was on a big screen? And every Sunday, Pastor David, people got to follow you around and see how you respond and act. And I was like, you guys aren't really doing that, are you? Because if our life was on the big screen and we were sitting in the back of the truck watching it on the screen, I got a feeling that we would react and act differently. And I'm not pointing any fingers at you. I just told this true story that happened in Napa, California, where I wanted to climb through the Taco Bell drive-in window and strangle that woman over cheese that wasn't mine. Can I get an amen? I know a lot of you are like, why do you even go to this church? This guy is jacked up. You go here because I am jacked up and it makes you feel better about yourself. That's why. But if you read it in the Amplified Bible, simply it's the woman's Bible, it just has more words. And the servant of the Lord, I'm just checking your anger level, ladies. And the servant of the Lord must not be quarrelsome, fighting and contending. Instead, he must be kindly to everyone, mild temper, preserving the bond of peace. They must be skilled and a suitable teacher, patient, forbearing, and willing to suffer wrong. I felt like within 2 seconds, I had been wrong. It's embarrassing. Over 50 cents worth of cheese. You know, there's people in prison today over something that wouldn't have made sense to them at all if they weren't intoxicated with anger and rage. That quick. Because once I got back to the hotel, I realized, man, did I ever handle that so wrong? I should have just told the lady, hey, lady, no big deal. Don't worry about the cheese. How much is the cheese? I want to buy $5,000 worth of cheese. How much cheese you got? You know, and you seem to really love cheese. So since you love cheese so passionately, how much cheese do you want? I just want to buy you cheese. I could have done that. But instead, she wanted to see the bag. I wanted to see the bag. And we both were losing it. And she wasn't a preacher. All she remembers is, man, that guy was a tool, but at least I get to use it in a sermon. But when we calm down, we realize that anger is referred to in several different words. I looked it up. It says annoyed, frustrated, on the edge. I love this one. Fed up. If you're a mom, you've heard, or you're a human, you've heard that. I'm about fed up. Anybody ever heard that? You were a child and your parents told you, I'm about fed up. I'm about up to here. My dad said, I'm going to kill you, tell God you died, and make another one just like you. That's what I'm going to do. And then my mama said, I'm going to knock you into kingdom come. Anybody ever heard that one? And you're like, hey, mom, how far is that? But it also says you're irritated, you're irked, you're provoked, you're disgusted. Dissatisfied, disturbed, distraught, impatient, troubled, upset, mad, bitter, resentful. I think when I really thought about it a lot, when I was thinking about the cheese all week, man, what in the world would cause me to lose my mind on that level about some cheese? So I kind of replayed it on the big screen of my mind, and I'm like, I was in a good mood when I went into the parking lot. Look at those red oaks. This is amazing. Then what did she say or what was said that made me go there? And when I really paused, God told me, he said, hey, it wasn't about the thing, it was about the deeper thing. You've got some anger in you. You've got some rage in you. You've got some unforgiveness in you. You've got some bitterness in you. And until that gets out of you, it's not about the cheese. It's about the other thing. It's getting quiet in St. Louis. I hope Florida is at least participating a little bit. Anger. Just get mad. Why do they get so mad? Well, it's probably bitterness. That's why we're reacting In fact, Ephesians 4:31, it says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger. Notice those guys go together. Bitterness, wrath, and anger, they're homies. They're running buddies. If you're bitter, you probably got a lot of rage and a lot of anger. And then the third cousin, clamor and slander are right there. Because when you're angered, you're like, did you see her? Who does she think she is? Did you see the way he responded? You know what? My dad, he was really angry. We'll talk about him more in a moment. But he was super angry about some stuff that happened. And he really, really never got over it. When he was 17, his dad accused him because his aunt told my grandfather that my dad stole the wheels off of his race car and sold them. And my grandfather believed it. And it crushed my dad. You know when you get lied on and it's not true at all, you just really get hurt and then you get bitter. And then my dad's dad said, hey, you know what? I'm gonna fight you. And so he actually started fist fighting my dad at 17. My dad runs off, joins the army in the height of Vietnam. He's away from his family. It's a horrible time, and he still hates his aunt, who I never met, but this is gonna crack you up, but her name is Dude, Aunt Dude. I'm thinking maybe the song, Dude Looks Like a Lady, might have been my aunt, my great-great aunt. But when my dad would tell the story about Aunt Dude lying on him, you could see his eyebrow twitching. You could see his mouth kind of getting dry, and you could feel the anger. You could feel the bitterness. You could feel the wrath. You could feel the clamor. He looked normal most of the time, but when he started telling that story, and you got a story, and I got a story, when you go from 0 to 100 about the cheese, it might not be about the cheese. It might be about, God forbid, your Aunt Dude. It's very easy today in 2021 to go around offended because people are so offendable. And there's so much to be offended by. Until you say, wait a minute, God, you know what? I'm going to sit back and allow the love of God, because love never fails. Love is tender. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not puffed up. Check this out. Love doesn't insist that it's right. Break it down this week. The cheese isn't in the bag. And I was wrong. And the lady knew I was wrong. And she was telling me I was wrong. But the worst thing you can do to a guy that's enraged about cheese is tell him he's wrong. You know, also sometimes you can be right and be wrong. All my bad, but the lady at Taco Bell, had that been Chick-fil-A, she would have given me more cheese, said, it's my pleasure, because of a little thing called culture. Taco Bell ain't teaching culture. But then again, the people at Taco Bell got to work 7 days a week. People at Chick-fil-A don't work on Sunday because their culture says it's the Lord's Day. Honor God. Let's get our head right. Somebody ought to shout amen. Let's get our life on track so we can be forgiving people, loving people, bless people, and change the world. Come on, Florida. Come on, give him praise today. Hey, hello, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to write a song about cheese, please. Verse 32, survey says, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Not just forgiving, he said forgive as you saw modeled. Jesus laid down his life for us. Said, not my will, everybody shouted, but thy will be done. If I could have paused and said, hey, wait, If Pastor Nicole, let's take her into this. If Nicole would have said, hey, PD, calm down. We can buy more cheese. That might have helped. Or it might have made me mad. But Nicole was right there with me. As the whole car is going, cheese isn't in the bag. We're not talking about my testimony years ago. I'm saying this happened last week in the month of July, 2021. COVID was hard on me. Come on, somebody. I went through some stuff. I've been wearing a mask for a year. I've been knocking on the door, and it used to be the Jehovah's Witness. Now it's the Jehovah vaccinated and people. It's just like, I'm just mad. But Jesus said, be tender-hearted and forgive people as Christ forgave you. Anger. Everybody shouted, anger.
Anger.
Anger. Sadly, a lot of us justify our anger. Justify it. Well, the reason why I am the way I am is because my dad believed it. The reason I am the way I am, and I'm not making light of what happened to you, but I am saying whatever happened to you, actually, if you flipped it and said, it actually happened for me, that God's gonna turn the reverse for my good, that what doesn't kill me makes me stronger, that no weapon formed against me will prosper. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes his enemies be at peace with him. You go, everybody getting cheese. I'm buying cheese for everybody. You'll be saying, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I'm like Oprah. You get cheese and you get cheese and you get cheese. It's my pleasure. But instead, I'm like, I'm going to reach through there and I'm going to kill you. She even had like protective gloves on. I didn't even have any protective gloves. But I was ready to climb through there. And it was the opposite of being tenderhearted. And so you can justify it by saying, well, people made me mad. I'm angry. I got a lot of voices in my head, because there are voices in your head. Raise your hand if you've got voices sometimes in your head telling you stuff. Some of you don't have voices in your head. You scare me. But in here, there's always something, and it tends to be negative. You're too fat, you're too short, you're too tall, you're too skinny, you're too ugly, you're this. The enemy and the inner me are always telling you what you're not. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So when you go to church, like you did this weekend, and you renew your mind, and you go, you know what? I am not what they said I am. I am who the Word of God said I am, and I'm blessed, I'm favored, I'm anointed, and I'm expecting goodness and graciousness to come to me, and I'm not going to be looking for more places to bury bodies. I'm looking to bury my old man, crucify my old man, and pick myself up again, and let somebody else to shout amen. Let Jesus reign in my life. It feels good up in here today. Ephesians 4, for those of you that say, don't ever be angry. You know, angry is in the Bible, that it's biblical. It says on the survey, be angry. But that doesn't need to be where you stop. Like, here's my life verse, Ephesians 4:26. Be angry. If you take the scripture out of the context, you get conned by the text. So we got to look at it a little more. It says, be angry and do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. So controlled anger isn't a bad thing, but emotional anger, emotion, it moves us towards a reaction. Something is bugging me down deeper. In my case, it's people. I pastor 20,000 people, and I have like 300,000 close friends on Facebook, and not all of them always act nice. That could be my excuse. Well, what's it say when it says be angry and sin not? It means that there are things you need to be angry at. Not out of control, but controlled anger. Shout it here in Florida. Shout controlled anger. Shout it what? Controlled anger. One more time. What? And that does not mean I have smooth control while I chop your head off. I'm going to control myself while I look for a place to bury your body. Now, controlled anger is saying, I'm going to be angry at things that God's angry about. It angers God when people abort babies. We shouldn't lose our mind and burn down clinics, but that should disgust us a little, and we should say we're going to do everything we can to make a difference. In fact, I was with one of our donors today at our church, and her name is Bridget, and Bridget invented a thing called Thrive, and Thrive single-handedly stopped abortion in the state of Missouri. A person here at our church who said, I'm getting angry. Somebody ought to shout, I'm angry about this, and we're going to do something about it. So controlled anger, very good. Out of control. The cheese isn't in the bag. Remember the Hulk? Remember when the Hulk? Yeah. Come on, raise your hand. Remember the Hulk? He would get mad every 30 minutes on the show. Every 30 minutes, he'd get mad. He'd turn green and his jeans would rip. His eyes would start going crazy and he would go, you're not going to like me when I'm angry. What's funny is I just looked out of the crowd and there's an older woman and she was looking at me like, but I have a question on all campuses. How many of you have had anger and it was righteous anger, but then you've also realized that sometimes your anger was out of control? Come on, raise your hand. Come on, all campuses, I want to see it. God needs to see this. I don't want you to go to hell for lying at church. Come on, raise your hand. Anger. 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 Rage. Ephesians 4, 15. It says this. It says, speak the truth in love, that we may grow up in every way in him who is the head of Christ. Speak the truth in love. Just because it's the truth, it doesn't mean it has to be said mean. It can be said the right way. You can have conversations, calm conversations. But first you gotta calm down, because in the moment, the cheese is a prosecutable offense. It could mean the death penalty. But when you calm down and you get out of the argument, you're like, why did I do that? Anybody married? Raise your hand if you're married. Raise your hand if you're married. Have you? How many of you were married, but you're not anymore? I'm not going to ask this question, but I'm really curious. If, when you were married, if anger is part of the reason why you're not married anymore. A lot of times, me and Nicole have, we don't fight, we have intense times of fellowship. And Nicole's personality is much like mine. So she can go from 0 to 100 fast. I go to 0 to 100 fast, and we're both at 200 miles an hour, colliding. The good news is, and Nicole's like me, I can get mad, get over it, and I vent it, and then I'm done, and then we're okay. I read a psychology book this week, and it said, a person said, anger is like, you know, people said they just blow up. So the person said, I just blow up. I blow up, and then I'm done. The guy said, well, so does a shotgun. A shotgun blows up and it's done, but the damage is done. So when I vent out to people that I love, because after all, I'm meanest to the people that I love. I'm gonna try it over here for people. Come on, somebody. Home is the place I stop going. I'm like, I'm home now, so I can just be me. Ha! Here, I'm like, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Grace and favor, I believe it, man. God bless you. Get home. Ah. Anybody ever been in an argument on the way to church? And it's just intense. And then the greeters are like, praise the Lord. You're like, hallelujah, good to see you. God bless you. You look back at your wife, you're like, how great is our God? Sing with me, how great. The little kids are, you're like, mom and dad crazy. They need church. They gotta go. I just want to live at Rev Camp. If I could just live at Rev Camp. Come on, somebody. We're almost done. Romans 12, 18. I love this verse. Come on, Florida, look. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all people. If possible. Now, that must mean it's not always possible. But if it's possible, but it might not be possible. But if it is at all possible, control yourself. How many of you think losing my mind over cheese that wasn't even going to be consumed by me, it was possible for me to pass that test? Go ahead, hit me with it. Raise your hand, all campuses. Y'all never voted so quick in your life. You're going to hell. So you got to take this scripture and go, hey, they might not get along with me, but I'm going to get along with them because I'm going to get along with me. But I got to do some internal looking and say, oh, God, forgive me. God, I did that. God, I did this. We got to look down deeper. And the sooner you get a hold of this, the sooner you'll just be happy. Because, listen, life is too short not to be happy. My last story. I was with a guy last night who I think he was 81. He had the little hearing aids that were real well done, so you couldn't see him really well, but he kind of wanted to talk to me for a minute. He owns this camp, 5,000 acre camp. And this old guy pulls me aside. Pastor David, out of all the camps that we have come through here, Rev Camp's the camp that I insist I go to. I live in San Diego, but I own this place in Missouri. And let me tell you why I got it. I was a little poor boy who couldn't afford to go to camp, had a lot of problems at home. And some lady at a church in Oklahoma where I went came up to the front and told the pastor, I want to send that boy to camp. Nobody had ever done anything for me. And he said, I went as a little bitty boy. Here he is, 80-something years old. And he said, it changed my life. And I went on to be a doctor and then found out that there was some software that needed to be invented in the world that would tie all the hospitals of the world together. And I become really rich. And I put $100 million in an account to make sure that every little kid got to go to camp. And I'm here to tell you today that every little kid deserves to go to camp. Every person in the world deserves love. And I'm here to tell you, somebody ought to shout amen. And in 2021, we need to love people, not hurt people. We need to hug people, not hit people. What the world needs is Jesus. Jesus, shout his name. Jesus. Come on, give him praise today. Come on, Florida. Come on, I can see you. RPC. What a story. As I sit there and looked at his 81-year-old fingers and his head, in his mind, in his heart, I just couldn't help but love him. It's like, man, I love what you're doing. Look what you did with your life. This weekend, going into July, I want us to just control our anger and maybe sit in the back of the old truck and say, hang on, just calm down a minute, look at the big screen, and rewind today. See, how did I respond to that person on social media? How did I respond to that person who didn't give me the proverbial cheese, or I was even confused about the cheese? How would that play out on the big screen? And if you're honest with yourself, and I believe you are today, all of us have a lot of room to grow
and say we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourself. But the problem is, we don't love ourselves. Because we think we are what we hear in our mind over and over. You're no good. God's judging you over that. You've made too many mistakes. This addiction's going to control you forever. You're never going to lose the weight. You're never going to overcome the cancer. And then you come to church, and that's why the enemy and the enemy fight you so hard, because he doesn't want you to see the big screen of your life and say, hey, here's how it really plays out, that I know the plans I have for you, and they're for good and not for evil, to bring you to an expected end. That's why I want to spend my life building a church in St. Louis in Palm Beach County. Come on, somebody shout amen. We're going to have a church in Palm Beach off the highway, and we're going to change Palm Beach for Jesus. That's what we're going to do. Come on, give God praise today. Be angry and sin not. Matthew 5:43. Let's read this, or be our last verse. You have heard it said that you'll love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you? What? That is the opposite of what my flesh wants to do. But here, listen to this as we wrap this up. What happens is, if we don't forgive and we don't love people, then there's anger and bitterness in us, and we don't know why. There's an inner storm, and we're just mad. A few weeks ago, I was in Key Largo, Florida, the Marriott. We took a couple days off. And there was a beautiful young man and woman, probably about 30, sitting next to the pool. And the guy, muscled up, ripped up, he had on girls' sunglasses. It was obvious, and he looked pretty silly. And when I got out of the pool, I just looked at him, because I knew he had his girlfriend's sunglasses on, because he forgot his. And I said, man, hey, those look great on you. And he's like, oh man, you know, she let me use them because, you know, I lost mine. And I said, it's kind of weird, because I just found these a minute ago over there, and they're kind of junky, but they look better than that. And he took them. I said, where are you from, man? He said, West Palm Beach. I go, what? I'm from West Palm Beach. He said, yeah. I said, what do you do for a living? He said, I'm in the drug rehabilitation business. I said, well, I'm kind of in the rehabilitation business myself. I've been kind of looking to hook up with people that are in the drug rehab business to try to get them to our West Palm Beach campus, because I know there's a lot of people there. And he said, that's so crazy. So you're a preacher? I said, yeah. He said, man, I just got my life back, right? He said, I've been so messed up in the head, and I've been trying to talk to God, and it's just so crazy that you would come up to me and give me these glasses right now. He said, in fact, my girl, I just made a decision. I brought her down here to propose to her. I'm about to marry her. And I'm like, man, marry her, but don't wear her glasses, bro. Then he proceeds to talk more. And then I said, could it be that maybe God made me get out of the pool and made you lose the glasses so I could give you these glasses so you could see the great future that Jesus has for you? He said, yeah. I talked to that guy on the phone this week. He's going to start bringing people, somebody out of shape, from the rehab center to there, because that's the way God works with angry people. If you're angry, if you're mad, if you're disappointed, I'm telling you, your disappointment is about to be an appointment. Give God some crazy praise. Come on, Florida. Come on, make some noise. Everyone stand with me. I'm here to tell you right now that there are no accidents, that God has you at the right place, at the right time. I came out of that pool at the right time. I love that song we sang earlier, build your church, build your church. Build it from the ground up. It's about the church. I love that Hillsong song that we heard when we were at Hillsong. It said, you know, the Spirit lit the flame. I can see Brian, and the church of Christ was born, and the Spirit lit the flame. We need more people building churches.
When the world is trying to tear down the church, guess what, church? We're going to build a church. We're going to build a church. We're going to build a church.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.